A governmental delegation of the Democratic Republic of Congo has been sent to the war-ravaged northeastern province of Ituri under United Nations supervision to show its commitment to bringing an end to the conflict there, following months of violence and a recent massacre of at least 65 civilians. Meanwhile, the United Nations is trying to track down the perpetrators of another massacre involving at least 16 people, some 700 kilometers south. A parliamentary delegation from Congo's new transitional government of national reconciliation was dispatched on Saturday to the town of Bunia, Ituri's principal town. The delegation comprised of the new president of the assembly and 11 deputies representing Ituri province, arrived in Bunia only days after a recent massacre some 60 kilometers northeast of Bunia, where 65 civilians, mostly women and children, were butchered by machetes or shot to death. The delegation went by helicopter to the scene of the massacre on Sunday in order to reassure the population. Fighting between ethnic Hema and Lendi militias has claimed at least 50,000 lives since 1999 and has forced 500,000 people to flee in the mineral-rich province, which is abundant in gold, diamonds, and coltan. Both Hema and Lendi militias have been backed at one time by the Rwandan and Congolese governments and factions of the Ugandan military in their bid to dominate the province. The new government is comprised of elements of the former government, as well as ex-rebel groups also backed by Uganda and Rwanda. The delegation met on Saturday with representatives of a local political group comprised of various leaders drawn from a wide spectrum of the Ituri's multi-ethnic population to convince them that the new government would play an active role in the province's political life, promising to bring back law and order and stability, and that they would punish those responsible for atrocities. Meanwhile, UN troops have begun the first steps of a permanent deployment into Ituri, a province roughly the size of Sierra Leone, to try to bring peace to the war-stricken corners of the forested region. Some 120 troops have been dispatched to the town of Gule, some 5 kilometers from the scene of the latest massacre, the hamlet of Kecheli. The so-called Ituri Brigade will eventually number some 5,000 troops on the ground. But the United Nations job does not stop there. A recent massacre of at least 16 people some 30 kilometers north of Uvira, a principal town in South Kivu State that lies on the Burundian border some 700 kilometers south of Bunia, has focused UN efforts on bringing peace back to the entire eastern region of Congo, some 3 months after the country's peace deal was signed that had brought an end to Congo's wider war, a conflict that had claimed over 3 million lives since 1998. South Kivu is still infested with marauding Maimai tribal militiamen, Hutu extremists involved in the 1994 Rwandan genocide, Burundian Hutu rebels, and various other splinter groups and militia, not to mention troops from the Rwandan-backed RCD Goma, or Rally for Congolese Democracy, ex-rebel movement that is now part of the new government. With a task force of less than 2,000 troops for the rest of the eastern region outside of Ituri, a landmass 4 times Ituri's size, and with an overall mandate of 10,800 troops, some 4,000 less that is mandated for Liberia, a country that can be split into Congo 24 times, the United Nations has its work cut out. Witnesses of this week's massacre outside of Zira report that the killers were members of Burundi's principal Hutu extremist group. The United Nations has not been able to confirm this. Ina Matani, VOA News, Bunia.